Chapter 47. Seasons of Gratitude. As the days continued to pass in their gentle rhythm, Alex and Emma found themselves more grateful than ever for the simple beauty of their life together. Their days were woven with small acts of kindness, shared laughter, and a love that had grown steady and profound. They had learned to embrace each season, each change, with a quiet strength and a deep appreciation for everything they had built. One afternoon, as they prepared for the changing seasons by putting away their summer clothes and bringing out warmer layers, Emma found herself feeling nostalgic. She pulled out an old sweater of Alex's, one he used to wear in the early days of their relationship, and smiled as she remembered those moments filled with young love and hope. "Remember this?" she asked, holding up the sweater with a playful grin. "You used to wear this all the time when we first started dating. I always thought it was so cozy." Alex laughed, taking the sweater from her hands. "I remember. I wore it until it was practically falling apart. You always said I looked good in it." She nodded, her eyes warm. "You did. And you still do. It's funny how something as small as a sweater can hold so many memories." They spent the afternoon reminiscing, sharing stories from their early years together and marveling at how far they had come. Their love had evolved over time, becoming something richer and more layered, but they still held on to those sweet memories that had been the foundation of their relationship. Later that evening, as they sat together on the porch wrapped in blankets, Alex turned to Emma, his voice filled with sincerity. "I'm grateful for every moment with you," he said softly. "For the memories we've made, the challenges we've overcome, and the life we're building together. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else." Emma looked at him, her eyes filled with emotion. "And I'm grateful for you, Alex. You've been my partner, my friend, my love. I feel like we're not just building a life, we're creating something truly beautiful, day by day." They sat together in silence, their hands intertwined, the cool evening air wrapping around them as they watched the stars. Every moment felt like a reminder of the journey they had taken, the love they had nurtured, and the strength they had found in each other. In the weeks that followed, they continued to embrace each day with gratitude, finding joy in the small routines and simple pleasures that made up their life together. They took evening walks, cooked meals side by side, and filled their home with laughter, knowing that they were creating a legacy of love, resilience, and joy. One Sunday morning, as they prepared breakfast with the kids, Emma looked around at their bustling kitchen, filled with the sounds of laughter and conversation, and felt a wave of gratitude wash over her. "This is what I always dreamed of," she murmured to Alex, her voice filled with emotion. "A life filled with love, family, and simple, happy moments." He smiled, wrapping his arm around her. "It's what I dreamed of too. And it's all the sweeter because of everything we went through to get here." As they sat down to breakfast with their family, surrounded by warmth, laughter, and love, they knew that they were exactly where they were meant to be. Their journey had been long, filled with moments of doubt and struggle, but it had brought them to a life rich with meaning and a love that was unbreakable. And as they looked toward the future, they felt a quiet confidence, a peace that came from knowing that whatever lay ahead, they would face it together with a love that was true, enduring, and forever cherished. In that quiet moment, as they held hands around the breakfast table, Alex and Emma knew that they had created something rare and precious. A life filled with gratitude, joy, and the beauty of every season they shared. Chapter 48. Building Traditions. As autumn deepened and winter approached, Alex and Emma found themselves drawn to the idea of building new traditions together. Their lives had become a beautiful tapestry of shared moments, quiet gratitude, and a love that felt unshakable. Now they wanted to create rituals that would reflect their journey and remind them, year after year, of the resilience and joy they had found together. One chilly evening, as they sat by the fire with mugs of hot chocolate, Emma turned to Alex, a thoughtful expression on her face. "What if we create a new holiday tradition?" she suggested. "Something just for us and the kids, something that celebrates everything we've overcome." Alex nodded, intrigued. "I love that idea. Maybe something simple like a family night where we write down things we're grateful for and share them with each other." Emma smiled, her eyes lighting up. "That sounds perfect. It could be our way of remembering all the blessings we have, of staying grounded in gratitude." They set the date for their first gratitude night and spent the following days planning small activities to make it special. They made a list of their favorite holiday foods, picked out cozy pajamas for everyone, and bought a beautiful journal where they could write down their reflections each year. When the night arrived, they gathered together in the living room, the warmth of the fire casting a cozy glow over the room. The children were excited, their eyes shining with curiosity as they settled around the coffee table, where Alex and Emma had laid out a spread of snacks, hot chocolate, and colored pens. Emma opened the journal and explained the tradition, her voice soft but filled with excitement. "Tonight we're going to start something new," she began, smiling at the kids. "We're each going to write down a few things we're grateful for this year. Big things, small things, anything that makes us happy. And then we'll share them with each other." The kids nodded eagerly, grabbing pens and paper, their faces thoughtful as they began to write. Alex watched them with a sense of pride and love, grateful for the simple beauty of the moment, for the life he and Emma had built together. When it was his turn, Alex wrote about his gratitude for his family, for Emma's strength and love, and for the journey they had taken to rebuild their life. Each word felt like a promise, a commitment to honor the love that had carried them through their hardest times. As they went around the room sharing their reflections, the atmosphere filled with warmth and laughter, each expression of gratitude a reminder of the blessings they shared. When it was Emma's turn, her voice grew soft, filled with emotion as she read her words. "I'm grateful for this family, for every moment we've shared, and for the love that brought us here. I'm grateful for Alex, for his kindness, his strength, and his commitment to us. And I'm grateful for this life we're building together, one moment at a time." Alex reached over, taking her hand, his heart full. "And I'm grateful for you, Emma. For your love, your forgiveness, and your faith in us. You've given me a life filled with purpose, joy, and gratitude, and I'll spend every day making sure you know how much you mean to me." They sat together, holding hands as the kids shared their own reflections, their laughter filling the room, a testament to the happiness they had worked so hard to create. As the night drew to a close, Alex and Emma felt a deep sense of peace settle over them. They had created something meaningful, a tradition that would remind them year after year of the strength of their family and the love that held them together. In the weeks that followed, they continued to build new traditions, small rituals that brought them closer, that filled their lives with joy and purpose. They took winter walks, made holiday crafts with the kids, and spent quiet evenings by the fire, savoring the warmth of their home and each other's presence. On Christmas Eve, as they gathered around the tree, Alex looked at Emma, his heart filled with gratitude for the life they had built. Their journey had been filled with challenges, but it had led them to a love that was true, lasting, and deeply cherished. As they exchanged gifts, each one a symbol of their appreciation for each other, they knew that they had found something rare. A life grounded in love, a family strengthened by resilience, and a future filled with hope. And as they held each other close, surrounded by the laughter of their children and the quiet beauty of the season, they knew that whatever lay ahead, they would face it together, with a love that was enduring, steadfast, and forever true. In that moment, as they looked around at the family they had created, they felt a deep and unshakable peace, knowing that they had built something precious. A life filled with love, gratitude, and the promise of a lifetime of traditions yet to come. Chapter 49. Strengthened by every season. As winter deepened, Alex and Emma's lives became filled with the quiet joys of the season. Their home was a sanctuary of warmth, love, and peace, a place where they had created a family grounded in resilience and traditions that celebrated their journey. Each day was a reminder of the love that had grown stronger through every challenge, every change. One evening, after a fresh snowfall, Alex and Emma decided to take a late-night walk through their neighborhood. The world was still and blanketed in white, the streetlights casting a gentle glow over the snow-covered trees and quiet streets. Alex held Emma's hand, their footsteps crunching softly in the snow as they walked side by side. "There's something magical about snow," Emma said softly, looking around. "It feels like everything is new, like we're walking in a world that's just been created." Alex nodded, feeling the same sense of wonder. "It reminds me of us, in a way. We went through so much, but we found a way to start fresh, to build something new." She smiled, her gaze warm. "That's exactly how it feels. Like we're creating a new chapter every day, one filled with love and gratitude." They continued walking, their breath visible in the cold air, their hands intertwined. Each step felt meaningful, a quiet celebration of the life they had rebuilt. They knew that their journey had been hard-fought, and now, they were savoring every moment, every simple pleasure that filled their lives. When they returned home, they settled by the fire, wrapped in blankets as they sipped hot tea. The warmth of the fire, the coziness of the room, and the comfort of each other's presence filled the space with a sense of peace. "Alex," Emma began, her voice soft but thoughtful, "do you ever wonder what life would have been like if we hadn't chosen to work through everything? If we had given up?" He looked at her, his gaze steady. "I used to wonder about that, but now, I feel like everything we went through was meant to bring us here. To this life, to this love. And I wouldn't trade it for anything." Emma nodded, her eyes filled with emotion. "Neither would I. I think every struggle, every choice to stay made us stronger, made our love deeper. I feel like we've built something that can withstand anything." They sat in comfortable silence, watching the fire flicker, each of them reflecting on the journey that had brought them to this place of peace. Their love was no longer fragile or uncertain. It was a steady, unbreakable bond that had been tested and had grown stronger through every season. In the following days, they continued to embrace the beauty of winter, finding joy in the small traditions and simple moments that made up their lives. They took the kids sledding, baked cookies together, and spent quiet evenings reading by the fire. Each moment felt like a celebration of the life they had created, a reminder of the love that filled their home. One afternoon, as they decorated the house for the new year, Emma suggested an idea that filled Alex with excitement. "What if we write letters to each other, letters to be read in the future?" she proposed. "A way to capture how we feel right now, to remind ourselves of everything we've built." Alex smiled, nodding. "I love that. It'll be a way to keep this feeling alive, to remember all the reasons we chose each other, even years from now." They spent the evening writing, each of them pouring their love, gratitude, and dreams into words. The letters were a way to capture the journey they had taken, a promise to continue nurturing the love that had carried them through so much. When they finished, they sealed the letters and placed them in a small box, a keepsake that would remind them in the years to come of the strength of their commitment and the depth of their love. As they tucked the box away, Alex took Emma's hands in his voice filled with sincerity. "Emma, I promise to keep building this life with you, to cherish every moment and to hold on to the love that brought us here. You're my heart, my home, and I'm grateful for you every day." She looked at him, her eyes shining with love. "And I promise to keep choosing us, to stand by you and to love you with everything I have. We've built something beautiful and I'll never take it for granted." They shared a gentle kiss, a quiet promise to continue building, growing, and embracing the life they had created together. In that moment, they knew that they had found something rare and precious. A love that was true, steadfast, and resilient. And as they looked toward the future, they felt a quiet confidence, a peace that came from knowing they were exactly where they were meant to be. Their journey had brought them here to a life filled with love, gratitude, and the promise of all the seasons yet to come. In the warmth of their home, surrounded by the beauty of the moment, they knew that whatever lay ahead, they would face it together with a love that was enduring, cherished, and forever true. Chapter 50. Forever in the present. The new year brought a sense of renewal, a reminder that Alex and Emma's journey was still unfolding. They had built a life together that was not only strong but filled with peace, joy, and a love that seemed to deepen with each passing day. Their focus now was to stay present, to continue finding gratitude in each moment, and to cherish every step of their journey together. One Saturday morning, as they prepared breakfast with the kids, Alex paused, watching Emma as she laughed with their children. The sight filled him with a quiet awe, a realization of how much his life had changed, how much he had gained because of the love they had fought so hard to keep. "Emma," he said softly, his voice filled with warmth, "I don't think I'll ever stop being grateful for you for everything you've given me." She looked over at him, her eyes bright. "And I'll never stop being grateful for you, Alex. I feel like we've created a life that's more than I ever dreamed of, filled with love, with purpose, with everything that truly matters." They shared a smile, a moment of understanding that needed no words. Their life was no longer about trying to reach some distant dream. It was about living fully in the present, savoring every shared experience, every small joy. Later that day, they took the kids to the countryside for a hike, a family tradition they had come to cherish. The crisp air, the beauty of the winter landscape, and the laughter of their children made the day feel alive with meaning. They walked along the trails, pointing out small wonders to each other. A patch of wild berries, animal tracks in the snow, the sun breaking through the clouds. As they reached the top of a hill with a sweeping view of the valley below, Emma looked out over the landscape, her expression peaceful. "There's something about being here that reminds me of how far we've come," she said, taking Alex's hand. We went through so much, but we're stronger, more grounded now. I feel like we're finally exactly where we're supposed to be. Alex squeezed her hand, feeling the truth of her words. I feel it too. Every challenge, every decision we made to keep going, it all led us here. And I wouldn't change a single thing. They sat together on a fallen log, watching their children play, their laughter echoing through the quiet woods. The moment felt timeless, a small but powerful reminder of the life they had created. A life built on resilience, love, and a commitment to be present in every season. As they walked back down the trail, Emma turned to Alex with a thoughtful smile. What if we make this hike a yearly tradition? She suggested. Every January, we come here as a family to remind ourselves of everything we've built, everything we're grateful for. Alex nodded, his heart full. I think that's a perfect tradition. It'll be a way to stay grounded, to remember how much we have to be thankful for. Back home, they gathered around the table for dinner, sharing stories from the day and talking about the memories they had made. The house was filled with laughter and warmth, a sanctuary of love that had become the heart of their family. As the evening drew to a close, Alex and Emma sat together by the fire, holding hands, their hearts filled with a quiet joy. Alex, Emma said softly, resting her head on his shoulder, I want you to know that I'll never stop being grateful for you for us. We've created something beautiful, something real, and I'll cherish it forever. He wrapped his arm around her, his voice filled with love. And I'll spend every day showing you how much you mean to me, Emma. You're my heart, my home, and I'll always be here by your side. They sat in silence, the warmth of the fire casting a gentle glow over them, a reminder of the love that had carried them through every season, every challenge. Their life was no longer a distant dream. It was a reality filled with love, gratitude, and the quiet beauty of each moment they shared. In that peaceful moment as they watched the fire flicker, they knew that they were exactly where they were meant to be. In a life filled with purpose, joy, and the promise of a future they would continue building one day at a time. And as they looked toward the future, they felt a quiet confidence, a peace that came from knowing that whatever lay ahead, they would face it together with a love that was enduring, unbreakable, and forever true. Chapter 51. The Heart of Home. With each passing day, Alex and Emma's home became a reflection of the love they had built. Their lives were filled with warmth, laughter, and a profound sense of peace, each moment a reminder of the journey they had taken together. The little things, the quiet mornings, the shared dinners, the laughter of their children, had become the heartbeat of their life, grounding them in a love that felt endless and true. One evening, as they prepared dinner together, Emma looked over at Alex, a thoughtful smile on her face. I think our home has become more than just a place, she said softly. It feels like a sanctuary, a place where we can just be ourselves, safe and loved. Alex nodded, understanding the depth of her words. It really does. I used to think of home as just a physical space, but now, it's us. It's the life we've created, the love we share. It's where I feel most alive, most complete. They continued cooking, savoring the simple pleasure of working side by side. Each small gesture, a smile, a touch, a laugh, felt like an affirmation of the life they had fought so hard to rebuild. After dinner, they gathered around the living room with the kids for a family game night, a tradition that had become one of their favorites. The room was filled with laughter and playful banter, their children's joy echoing through the house. It was a moment that felt timeless, a reminder of the beauty of togetherness and the love that had become the foundation of their family. As the night drew to a close, Emma put the kids to bed, tucking them in with a story and a kiss. She returned to the living room where Alex was waiting with a cup of tea, a soft smile on his face. Today was perfect, she said, settling beside him on the couch. It's moments like these that make me realize how lucky we are, how much we have to be grateful for. Alex took her hand, his voice filled with sincerity. I feel the same way. I never imagined life could feel this complete, this full of love. And it's because of you, Emma, because you believed in us even when things were hard. She looked at him, her eyes shining with love. And I believe in us now more than ever. I know that whatever comes, we'll face it together, side by side. They sat in silence, watching the fire flicker in the hearth, the warmth of the moment wrapping around them. Their home had become more than just walls and a roof. It was a place of love, a testament to the resilience they had found within each other. In the following weeks, they continued to nurture their home, finding joy in the everyday moments that made up their life together. They filled their days with small rituals and traditions, from weekend breakfasts to evening walks, each one a celebration of the love that had carried them through every season. One evening, as they sat on the porch watching the sunset, Emma turned to Alex with a soft smile. "I want our home to be a place of love, of warmth, not just for us but for everyone who comes into our lives," she said. "A place where our children feel safe, where our friends feel welcome. I want it to be a legacy of love." Alex squeezed her hand, his heart full. "It already is, Emma. You've made this home a place of joy, of peace, and I couldn't be more grateful for it." They shared a quiet moment, a deep understanding passing between them. Their home had become a reflection of everything they valued: love, resilience, kindness. It was a place where they could be fully themselves, surrounded by the warmth of their family and the quiet beauty of their life together. As the days turned into weeks, they continued to embrace the simple beauty of everyday life, finding joy in the smallest of moments. Their lives had become a tapestry of love, woven together by the laughter of their children, the quiet strength of their partnership, and the peace that came from knowing they were exactly where they were meant to be. In that quiet moment, as they held each other close under the starlit sky, they knew that their journey was far from over. But they were ready for whatever lay ahead, confident in the love they had built and the home they had created. A place filled with warmth, joy, and the promise of forever. Chapter 52: The Gift of Presence. As winter melted into spring, Alex and Emma found themselves embracing the beauty of the present moment, grateful for the life they had built together. Their journey had taught them the importance of being fully present, of savoring each moment as it came. They no longer looked to the future with anxiety or to the past with regret. Instead, they focused on the here and now, knowing that every day was a gift. One Sunday morning, as they enjoyed breakfast with their children, Emma looked around the table, her heart swelling with gratitude. The simple act of sharing a meal together, the laughter and conversation that filled the room, it was a moment of pure happiness, a reminder of the love that surrounded them. "Do you ever stop and think about how lucky we are?" she asked, smiling at Alex across the table. "To have this, to be here together?" He nodded, his gaze warm. "Every day. I feel like everything we went through was leading us to this. To a life filled with peace, love, and gratitude." After breakfast, they took the kids to a nearby park, where they spent the morning exploring the trails, playing games, and simply enjoying each other's company. The world felt fresh and new, the trees coming to life with the promise of spring, and Alex and Emma found themselves marveling at the beauty of the season. As they watched their children run ahead, Emma turned to Alex, her voice soft with reflection. "I think this is the happiest I've ever been," she said. "Not because life is perfect, but because we've learned to appreciate every moment, every little thing." Alex wrapped his arm around her, his heart filled with love. "I feel the same way. It's like we've found a new way of living, a way that's rooted in gratitude, in being fully present with each other." They spent the afternoon basking in the simple joys of the day, their hearts light, their minds at peace. Every laugh, every smile felt like a reminder of the journey they had taken, a celebration of the love that had brought them here. In the days that followed, they continued to embrace each moment with intention, finding joy in the routines and small rituals that made up their life together. They planted flowers in their garden, spent evenings cooking side by side, and read stories with their children before bed, each moment a quiet affirmation of the love that filled their home. One evening, as they sat on the porch watching the stars, Emma took Alex's hand, her voice filled with quiet joy. "Alex, I just want you to know that I'll always be here by your side, savoring every moment. We've built something beautiful, something real, and I'll never take it for granted." He squeezed her hand, his gaze steady. "And I promise to keep choosing us, to keep building this life with you. You're my heart, my home, and I'll always be grateful for you." They sat together in silence, the beauty of the night wrapping around them, a reminder of the peace they had found in each other's presence. Their journey was no longer about reaching some distant destination. It was about cherishing every step, every memory they created along the way. In the weeks that followed, they continued to nurture their love, their family, and their home, each moment a celebration of the life they had built. They knew that challenges would come, that life would continue to change, but they were ready, grounded in a love that was steady, true, and deeply cherished. As the seasons turned and new memories were made, Alex and Emma found themselves embracing each day with open hearts, grateful for the life they had created together. Their journey had been long, filled with lessons and growth, but it had brought them to a place of lasting peace, a life rich with love, purpose, and the beauty of the present. And as they looked toward the future, they knew that whatever lay ahead, they would face it together, with a love that was enduring, unbreakable, and forever true. In that quiet moment, as they held each other close, they knew that they had found something precious. A life filled with gratitude, joy, and the gift of being fully present, one beautiful day at a time. Chapter 53. The Power of Little Moments. Spring unfolded with its colors and warmth, filling Alex and Emma's world with new energy and purpose. They embraced the season as they did everything now, fully present, savoring each moment with gratitude. Life had taken on a new, gentle rhythm, and they found joy in the little things, the everyday moments that filled their days with meaning and connection. One Saturday morning, as they walked through the local farmer's market, Emma marveled at the simplicity of the day. Vendors were selling fresh flowers and produce, families were strolling hand in hand, and the air was filled with laughter and the scent of fresh bread. "I think I could do this forever," she said to Alex, smiling as she reached for his hand. "Just walk through the market with you, enjoying the day. It's perfect." Alex smiled, squeezing her hand. "It really is. It's the small things that make life beautiful, isn't it? Just being together, no rush, no distractions." They strolled through the market, selecting fresh vegetables and fruits for the week, enjoying the casual conversations with the vendors and the peacefulness of the morning. Each moment felt like a celebration of their life together, a reminder of the love that had become the foundation of everything they did. Later that afternoon, they cooked together, preparing a meal with the ingredients they had bought at the market. The kitchen filled with the rich scents of herbs and spices, the sounds of laughter and quiet conversation. Cooking together had become one of their favorite activities, a time to connect, to create, and to enjoy the fruits of their shared effort. As they sat down to eat, surrounded by the warmth of their home and the laughter of their children, Alex felt a deep sense of contentment settle over him. This was the life he had dreamed of, a life built on love, partnership, and an appreciation for the simple joys that filled each day. After dinner, they decided to take an evening walk around their neighborhood. The air was cool, filled with the soft scent of spring flowers, and the setting sun cast a warm glow over the streets. They walked hand in hand, taking in the beauty of the moment, their conversation light and filled with laughter. As they returned home, Emma turned to Alex, her gaze thoughtful. "Do you ever stop and think about how lucky we are? To have found each other, to have this life? It feels like a gift, something I'll never take for granted." Alex looked at her, his voice filled with warmth. "I think about it every day, Emma. You've given me a life filled with purpose and love, and I'm grateful for every moment. I'll never take this for granted either." They shared a gentle kiss, a quiet affirmation of their love, a promise to continue cherishing the life they had built together. In the days that followed, they continued to embrace the beauty of their everyday routines, finding joy in the little moments that made up their lives. They planted flowers in the garden, took family picnics, and spent quiet evenings reading together, each activity a reminder of the love that filled their home. One evening, as they sat together on the porch watching the stars, Emma rested her head on Alex's shoulder, her voice soft. "Alex, I feel like we've created something rare, something beautiful that doesn't depend on big events or grand gestures. Just being here together." He wrapped his arm around her, his voice filled with love. "I feel the same way. This is what I've always wanted. A life filled with love, peace, and the beauty of each moment. And it's all because of you, Emma." They sat in silence, watching the stars, a sense of peace wrapping around them like a warm blanket. Their life had become a tapestry of little moments, each one a reminder of the journey they had taken and the love that had carried them through every season. And as they looked toward the future, they knew that whatever lay ahead, they would face it together, with a love that was steadfast, unbreakable, and forever cherished. In that quiet moment, as they held each other close, they knew that they had created something precious. A life filled with gratitude, joy, and the power of little moments that made each day a celebration of the love they shared. Chapter 54. Anchored in Love. The days grew warmer as spring fully bloomed, bringing with it an abundance of life and color. For Alex and Emma, each day felt like a continuation of the journey they had chosen together. A journey that had taught them resilience, gratitude, and the true meaning of love. They had come to appreciate the small joys and shared experiences that had become the anchor of their relationship, grounding them in a love that was steady and enduring. One sunny afternoon, they decided to take a family trip to a nearby botanical garden. The kids were thrilled by the idea, and Alex and Emma saw it as a chance to create new memories in a beautiful setting. The gardens were alive with vibrant flowers, winding paths, and peaceful ponds, a perfect backdrop for the day they had planned. As they wandered through the garden, stopping to smell flowers and take photos, Emma found herself overwhelmed with gratitude for the life they had created. She reached for Alex's hand, giving it a gentle squeeze. "This place reminds me of us," she said softly, glancing around. "It's taken time, patience, and care, but look at what we've created. Something beautiful, something that feels alive." Alex looked at her, his gaze warm and filled with understanding. "You're right. We've built a life together, one that feels like home. And every challenge, every choice we made to keep going, it was all worth it to be here with you." They continued exploring the gardens, the laughter of their children filling the air, their hands intertwined as they shared quiet conversation. Each moment felt like a celebration of the love that had brought them here, a reminder of the beauty they had created together. As the afternoon sun began to set, casting a warm glow over the garden, they found a quiet spot to sit and watch the children play nearby. The tranquility of the moment settled over them, a gentle reminder of how far they had come. "Alex," Emma began, her voice filled with affection, "I want you to know that I'll always be here no matter what. You're my heart, my home, and I feel like we're exactly where we're meant to be." He looked at her, his heart swelling with love. "And I'll always be here too, Emma. You've shown me what it means to truly love, to forgive, and to build something lasting. I'm grateful for you every day." They sat in silence, watching the colors of the sunset deepen, their hearts full. Their life had become a series of shared moments, small but deeply meaningful, each one a reminder of the love that had carried them through every season. In the weeks that followed, they continued to nurture their relationship, finding joy in the routines that had become the foundation of their life together. They took evening walks, planted flowers in the garden, and spent quiet mornings with coffee on the porch, each moment a quiet affirmation of the love they had built. One evening, as they sat together by the fire, Emma looked over at Alex, her gaze thoughtful. "Do you ever wonder what the future holds?" she asked. "I know we've talked about it, but sometimes I think, as long as we're together, it doesn't matter where life takes us." Alex smiled, wrapping his arm around her. "I feel the same way. I used to think about the future with worry, but now I see it as a gift, something we'll face together one day at a time." They shared a quiet moment, a mutual understanding passing between them. Their journey was no longer about reaching a specific destination. It was about embracing each day, each moment, and finding joy in the life they had created. As they drifted off to sleep that night, holding each other close, they knew that they were exactly where they were meant to be, in a life anchored by love, gratitude, and the promise of every moment they would continue to share. And as they looked toward the future, they felt a quiet confidence, a peace that came from knowing that whatever lay ahead, they would face it together, with a love that was enduring, steadfast, and forever true. In that quiet moment, as they held each other close, they knew that they had built something rare and precious, a life filled with gratitude, joy, and the strength to face every season side by side. Chapter 55. Celebrating every chapter. As the warm days of spring slowly gave way to the approach of summer, Alex and Emma's life was filled with the quiet contentment that came from truly knowing each other and the journey they had taken together. Every day was a reminder of the love they had built, a love that had withstood challenges and had grown deeper with each passing season. One evening, as they sat together on the porch watching the sunset, Emma turned to Alex with a thoughtful expression. "You know," she began softly, "I feel like we've lived so many different lives together. We've been through so much, and every season feels like its own chapter, filled with its own lessons, its own joys." Alex nodded, his heart swelling with warmth as he looked at her. "It's true. And I wouldn't trade a single chapter. Each one has brought us closer, shown us what we're capable of, and made our love stronger." They shared a quiet moment, watching as the sky shifted from hues of gold to deep shades of pink and purple. Their life together felt like a beautiful story, one that had been written through moments of struggle, resilience, forgiveness, and above all, love. As summer arrived, they decided to celebrate their journey by taking a trip to the countryside, a peaceful escape where they could reflect on everything they had built together. They rented a small cabin by a lake, surrounded by trees and wildflowers, a place where they could fully unwind and simply enjoy each other's company. The days at the cabin were filled with laughter, long walks, and quiet evenings by the fire. They talked about their dreams for the future, shared memories from their past, and found themselves reconnecting in ways that deepened their bond even further. One evening, as they sat by the lake watching the stars, Alex took Emma's hand, his voice filled with emotion. "Emma, I want you to know that every moment with you has been a gift. You've shown me what it means to love deeply, to forgive, and to build something real. I'll spend the rest of my life showing you how grateful I am for you." She looked at him, her eyes glistening with tears. "And I'll spend my life showing you how much you mean to me, Alex. You're my heart, my home, and I know that every season, every chapter we share, will only bring us closer." They sat together in silence, their hands intertwined, the night air filled with the soft sounds of the lake. In that moment, they felt an overwhelming sense of peace, a quiet certainty that they had created something rare and precious, a love that was resilient, unbreakable, and forever cherished. As their time at the cabin drew to a close, they returned home with hearts full, grateful for the memories they had made and the life they were returning to. They knew that their journey would continue, that each season would bring new experiences, new challenges, and new joys. Back home, they settled into their familiar routines, each day filled with the small joys that had become the heartbeat of their lives. They cooked meals together, spent time with their children, and found peace in the simplicity of being together. One afternoon, as they looked through old photo albums, reminiscing about their journey, Alex felt a deep sense of gratitude for every moment they had shared. "Emma," he said softly, his gaze steady, "I know I say this often, but thank you for everything. For believing in us, for standing by me, for building this life with me. You've given me more than I ever thought possible." She reached for his hand, her smile warm. "And thank you, Alex, for being my partner, my friend, my love. We've created something beautiful, something that feels like home, and I'll never stop being grateful for it." They sat together, flipping through the pages of their life, each photo a reminder of the love that had carried them through every season, every chapter. Their life was a story of resilience, hope, and a commitment to each other that had proven unbreakable. In the weeks that followed, they continued to embrace each day with open hearts, finding joy in the simple moments that made up their lives. They took evening walks, planted new flowers in the garden, and spent quiet mornings on the porch, savoring the beauty of each moment. As they looked toward the future, they felt a quiet confidence, a peace that came from knowing that whatever lay ahead, they would face it together, with a love that was enduring, true, and forever cherished. And in that quiet moment, as they held each other close, they knew that they had built something precious, a life filled with gratitude, joy, and the promise of every chapter yet to come. Chapter 56. Embracing Change. As summer deepened, Alex and Emma found themselves embracing not only the warmth of the season but also the changes that life brought their way. They had created a life filled with peace and joy, and now they felt ready to explore new possibilities together. Their journey had taught them to be open, to grow together, and to face whatever came with a quiet resilience grounded in love. One evening, as they sat together on the porch, Emma shared a thought that had been on her mind for some time. "Alex," she began softly, her gaze thoughtful, "I've been thinking about what else we can do together. Maybe something meaningful, a project that reflects who we are now." Alex looked at her intrigued. "I love that idea. I think it would be amazing to work on something together, something that brings us closer and also brings value to others." They spent the next few weeks brainstorming, talking about ways they could share the lessons they had learned through their journey. Eventually, they decided to create a small community group, a place where couples could gather, share stories, and support each other through life's challenges. It felt like a natural extension of the love and resilience they had found in each other, a way to give back and help others on their journeys. The group began to meet once a month at a local community center, and Alex and Emma found joy in creating a safe, welcoming space for couples to connect. They shared their own experiences openly, offering words of encouragement and understanding, and found themselves deeply moved by the stories and connections they encountered. One evening, after a particularly heartfelt meeting, Emma looked over at Alex, her eyes filled with gratitude. "This feels like exactly what we were meant to do," she said softly. "It's amazing to see people finding hope, finding strength, just by sharing with each other." Alex nodded, feeling the same sense of purpose. "It really is. I feel like everything we went through led us to this, to be able to help others, to remind them that love can survive anything if you're willing to work for it. Their work with the group became a new source of joy and connection in their lives. It strengthened their own bond, deepening their appreciation for each other and for the journey that had brought them here. Each meeting felt like a celebration of love, resilience, and the power of human connection. As the months passed, they continued to nurture their relationship, finding fulfillment in the routines that had become the foundation of their lives. They cooked meals together, took family outings, and spent quiet evenings talking about their dreams, each moment a reminder of the love they had built. One weekend, they decided to take a trip to the mountains, a place that held special memories for both of them. The crisp air, the beauty of the landscape, and the solitude of the mountains felt like a retreat, a place to reconnect and reflect on all they had created. One evening, as they watched the stars from their cabin's porch, Alex took Emma's hand, his voice filled with emotion. "Emma, I just want you to know how grateful I am for every moment with you. You've been my partner, my love, my best friend. I couldn't imagine going through life with anyone else." She looked at him, her eyes shining. "And I'm grateful for you, Alex. For your kindness, your strength, and your unwavering love. We've created something beautiful, something that feels like home, and I'll cherish it forever." They sat together in silence, watching the stars, a quiet peace settling over them. Their lives had become a series of small, meaningful moments, each one a celebration of the love that had carried them through every season. As they returned home, they felt renewed, ready to embrace whatever the future held. They knew that life would continue to bring changes, but they felt grounded in a love that was steadfast, enduring, and filled with gratitude. And as they looked toward the future, they felt a quiet confidence, a peace that came from knowing that whatever lay ahead, they would face it together with a love that was true, unbreakable, and forever cherished. In that moment, as they held each other close, they knew that they had created something precious, a life filled with love, purpose, and the strength to embrace every change side by side. Chapter 57. A Legacy of Love. As the seasons changed, Alex and Emma continued to deepen the roots of their life together, building on the foundation of love, trust, and shared purpose they had established. Each day felt like a new chapter, a chance to honor the journey they had taken and to celebrate the life they had created. Now they began to think about the legacy they wanted to leave for their children and their community. A legacy that was grounded in love, resilience, and kindness. One evening, as they sat together after a family dinner, Emma looked at Alex with a thoughtful smile. "Alex, I've been thinking a lot about what kind of example we're setting for the kids," she said. "I want them to know that love is something you nurture, that it takes work, but that it's also the most rewarding thing in life." Alex nodded, his gaze warm. "I feel the same way. I want them to grow up knowing that love isn't perfect, but it's worth every effort. I want them to remember our family as one that was filled with understanding, forgiveness, and joy." Together, they began to talk about the values they wanted to pass down to their children. Values like kindness, empathy, and resilience. They decided to create small traditions that would embody these principles, hoping to instill in their children a sense of love and purpose that would guide them throughout their lives. One of these traditions was at Family Gratitude Night, where they would gather once a month to share things they were thankful for, as well as ways they could help each other and the community. They lit candles, shared stories, and reminded each other of the blessings they shared. It became a cherished ritual, a night filled with laughter, reflection, and the quiet joy of family. As they continued this tradition, Alex and Emma saw how it brought their family closer, creating a sense of unity and appreciation that filled their home with warmth. Their children grew to love these nights, eagerly sharing their gratitude and learning the importance of being there for each other. One evening, as they sat by the fire after a particularly meaningful family gratitude night, Emma turned to Alex, her voice filled with affection. "You know, I feel like this is our legacy," she said softly. "Not just for the kids, but for everyone whose lives we touch. A legacy of love, of kindness, of always being there for each other." Alex reached for her hand, his heart full. "And I couldn't imagine a better legacy. You've made our family strong, Emma. You've given us a life filled with love, and I'll always be grateful for that." They shared a quiet moment, a mutual understanding passing between them. Their lives had become a tapestry of love and gratitude, each moment a reminder of the strength they had found within each other and the joy they had created together. As the months passed, they continued to nurture their family, finding fulfillment in the routines and traditions that brought them closer. They took family trips, hosted gatherings for friends, and found small ways to give back to their community. Their lives had become a testament to the power of love, a reminder that even through challenges, love could grow, endure, and create something beautiful. One weekend, they invited a few couples from their community group to their home, opening their doors and hearts to others who had shared in their journey. They spent the evening talking, laughing, and sharing stories, each couple a reflection of the resilience and commitment that defined their own relationship. As the night drew to a close, one of their friends commented on the warmth of their home, the sense of peace and love that filled every corner. "You've built something truly special here," their friend said, smiling. "Your love is like an anchor for everyone who steps into your home." Alex and Emma exchanged a quiet glance, their hearts full. They had worked hard to create a life that reflected their values, a life that was filled with purpose, joy, and a commitment to each other. Hearing that it was felt by others was a reminder of everything they had overcome and the beauty of the life they had created. As they prepared for bed that night, Emma turned to Alex, her voice soft and filled with love. "I couldn't have done any of this without you, Alex. You've been my partner, my strength, my greatest love. Thank you for everything, for building this life with me, for choosing me every day." He looked at her, his voice steady and filled with emotion. "And thank you, Emma, for being my heart, my home, and my reason for everything. We've built something beautiful together, and I'll spend the rest of my life showing you how grateful I am for you." They held each other close, a quiet promise passing between them to continue nurturing the life they had created, to keep building a legacy of love that would carry on for generations. And as they looked toward the future, they knew that whatever lay ahead, they would face it together, with a love that was unbreakable, enduring, and forever cherished. In that quiet moment, as they held each other close, they knew that they had created something rare and precious, a life filled with gratitude, joy, and the promise of a legacy that would last long after they were gone. Chapter 58: A Journey of Growth. As summer began to unfold, Alex and Emma continued to embrace the life they had created, a life filled with love, family, and purpose. Their journey had become more than just a story of resilience. It was now a journey of growth, one where they constantly inspired each other to become better versions of themselves. They felt grounded in a love that had grown deeper with each challenge, each change, and each moment shared. One afternoon, while relaxing on the porch, Emma turned to Alex with a thoughtful expression. "Do you ever feel like there's more we could do together?" she asked. "I mean, we've created something amazing with our family and our community group, but I feel like there's still more we're capable of, something we could do that would keep us growing together." Alex smiled, nodding. "I've thought about that too. I think we've come so far, and it's natural to want to keep expanding to find new ways to grow and help others. Maybe we can find something that combines our strengths." After some thought, they decided to start a small blog together, a space where they could share their experiences, lessons learned, and insights from their journey as a couple. It felt like a natural extension of their work in the community group, and they hoped it would reach others who might be going through similar challenges. They began brainstorming ideas, sitting side by side at the dining table, their notebooks open and filled with ideas. Each topic they discussed felt like an opportunity to share the love and resilience they had found, to remind others that a committed, loving relationship was possible, even through difficult times. Over the next few weeks, they worked on the blog together, sharing stories from their past, practical advice, and reflections on the power of forgiveness, gratitude, and mutual growth. They found joy in the process, laughing as they edited each other's work, sharing memories, and connecting over the lessons they wanted to pass on. One evening, as they were putting the final touches on their first post, Alex looked over at Emma, his heart full. "I'm proud of us," he said softly. "We've created something beautiful in our own lives, and now we're using it to help others. I couldn't have done any of this without you." Emma looked back at him, her eyes shining with love. "And I couldn't have done any of it without you. We've been through so much, and now it feels like we're turning our journey into something meaningful for others. It's a gift I'll always be grateful for." As they launched the blog, they were amazed by the responses they received. Messages from couples who were inspired, from people who found hope in their story, and from individuals who felt less alone in their struggles began pouring in. It was a reminder of the impact they could have, of the power of sharing their love and their journey with others. Their work on the blog became a new source of connection between them, a shared purpose that brought them closer. They spent evenings brainstorming new topics, sharing memories, and reflecting on the growth they had experienced. Each post felt like a celebration of the life they had built together, a testament to the love that had carried them through every season. One evening, as they sat on the porch watching the stars, Emma rested her head on Alex's shoulder, her voice filled with quiet gratitude. "Alex, I feel like we're building something lasting, something that reflects who we are and what we've learned. I feel like this is just the beginning of something beautiful." He wrapped his arm around her, his heart swelling with love. "And I feel like every step has led us here, to a place where we can truly make a difference, together. Thank you, Emma, for always believing in us, for helping me see what's possible." They shared a quiet moment, their hearts full, knowing that their journey was far from over. They had found a purpose that reflected their love, a way to continue growing together while giving back to others. In the days that followed, they continued to pour themselves into their blog, each post a reflection of the lessons they had learned, the strength they had found, and the love they had built. Their lives had become a tapestry of gratitude, joy, and a commitment to helping others find their own path to happiness and fulfillment. As they looked toward the future, they felt a quiet confidence, a peace that came from knowing that they were building a legacy of love, one that would continue to inspire others for years to come. In that quiet moment, as they held each other close, they knew that they had created something rare and precious. A life filled with purpose, a love grounded in mutual growth, and the strength to continue their journey together, hand in hand. And as they faced whatever lay ahead, they knew they would do so together, with a love that was unbreakable, enduring, and forever cherished. Chapter 59. Finding Joy in Giving. The blog had become more than just a project for Alex and Emma. It was a way for them to share their journey, to reach others who were walking similar paths, and to remind themselves of the strength they had found within each other. They began to look forward to every new post, each one an opportunity to give back and to grow together. Their work had taken on a life of its own, becoming a legacy that reflected the love they had built over the years. One evening, after reading a particularly touching message from a reader who had been inspired by their story, Emma looked over at Alex, her eyes shining with happiness. "It feels so good to know that our journey is helping others," she said softly. "I never imagined that something we created could mean so much to someone else." Alex nodded, feeling the same deep sense of gratitude. "It's amazing to see how sharing our experiences can make a difference. I think it's a reminder that, no matter how hard things get, love is something you can always rebuild." They decided to celebrate by hosting a small gathering for friends and family, inviting the people who had supported them through every chapter of their lives. It was a way to thank them, to show gratitude for the love and encouragement that had helped them reach this place of joy and purpose. The evening of the gathering was filled with laughter, conversation, and warmth. Their home was alive with the sounds of people they loved, each person a reminder of the journey they had taken and the support that had carried them through. As they mingled, shared stories, and reminisced, Alex and Emma felt a deep sense of fulfillment, a quiet pride in the life they had built together. At one point, as they stood together watching their friends and family, Emma turned to Alex, her voice filled with affection. "Sometimes I still can't believe how far we've come," she said, smiling. "It feels like we've created a life that's more beautiful than I ever imagined." Alex wrapped his arm around her, his gaze steady and filled with love. "And it's all because of you, Emma. You've been my partner, my inspiration, and my heart. I couldn't have done any of this without you." They shared a quiet moment, the celebration around them a reminder of everything they had built, everything they had overcome. Their love had become a source of strength, not just for themselves, but for the people they held close. After the guests had left and the house had grown quiet, Alex and Emma sat together on the porch, savoring the stillness of the night. The stars above seemed to shine a little brighter, the air filled with the peacefulness that came from a day well spent. "Alex," Emma began softly, "I want you to know that I'll never take this life for granted. You've given me so much, a love that's real, a home that's filled with joy, and a purpose that I never expected." He looked at her, his heart full. "And I'm grateful for you, Emma. For standing by me, for believing in us, for making this life possible. I'll spend every day showing you how much you mean to me." They sat together in silence, their hands intertwined, the night filled with a quiet peace that only deepened the bond they shared. Their lives had become a beautiful journey, one filled with purpose, resilience, and an unwavering love that had carried them through every season. In the days that followed, they continued to pour themselves into their blog, each post a reflection of the lessons they had learned, the strength they had found, and the joy they had discovered in giving back. Their work had become a part of their legacy, a way to reach others and to remind themselves of the journey they had taken together. And as they looked toward the future, they felt a quiet confidence, a peace that came from knowing that they were building something lasting, a life grounded in love, purpose, and the beauty of giving back. In that quiet moment, as they held each other close, they knew that they had created something precious, a life filled with gratitude, joy, and the promise of every moment yet to come. And as they faced whatever lay ahead, they knew they would do so together, with a love that was unbreakable, enduring, and forever cherished. Chapter 60: The Promise of Forever. As summer stretched on, Alex and Emma found themselves filled with gratitude for the life they had built together. Each day was a new chapter, a new opportunity to nurture their relationship, their family, and the community they had created. They had discovered the beauty of giving back, of creating a legacy that extended beyond themselves. A legacy that celebrated resilience, love, and the strength of human connection. One evening, as they relaxed in the backyard under the warm glow of string lights, Emma turned to Alex with a thoughtful expression. "Do you ever think about how this is it? This life, this love, this family, this is forever," she said softly, her voice filled with warmth. Alex smiled, reaching for her hand. "I think about it all the time. And every day I'm more grateful that forever looks like this. With you, with our family, with everything we've built. It feels like everything I ever wanted and more." They sat in silence for a moment, letting the weight of those words sink in. Forever was no longer just a distant promise. It was a reality they lived every day, a commitment they honored in every choice, every moment of kindness and love. As they watched the stars appear in the evening sky, Alex felt a surge of love and gratitude, a desire to show Emma just how much she meant to him. He got up and went inside, returning with a small, carefully wrapped box. Emma looked at him in surprise, a smile tugging at her lips. "What's this?" "Just a small token," he said, his voice gentle, "to remind you of how much you mean to me." She opened the box to find a delicate necklace, a small heart-shaped pendant that sparkled in the soft light. Tears filled her eyes as she looked at him, deeply touched by the gesture. "It's beautiful, Alex," she whispered. "Thank you. But you've already given me so much more than I could ever ask for." He took her hand, his gaze steady and filled with love. "You've given me everything, Emma. A life filled with purpose, a home filled with joy, and a love that's made me better in every way. This is just a small reminder of my promise to you. My promise to always cherish you, to honor the life we've built, and to keep choosing you every day." They shared a gentle kiss, a quiet promise passing between them. It was a moment that felt timeless, a reminder of the love that had carried them through every season, every challenge. As they sat together under the starlit sky, they reflected on the journey they had taken. Their lives were filled with the small, beautiful moments that had become the foundation of their relationship, a foundation built on love, trust, and the promise of forever. In the weeks that followed, they continued to nurture their relationship, finding joy in the routines and small rituals that had become a part of their daily lives. They spent mornings with coffee on the porch, evenings cooking side by side, and quiet moments in the garden, each one a celebration of the love they shared. One evening, as they sat on the porch watching a summer storm roll in, Emma rested her head on Alex's shoulder, her voice soft. "Alex, I feel like we've created something rare, something that can withstand anything," she murmured. "A love that's true, steady, and filled with promise." He wrapped his arm around her, his heart full. "And I'll spend every day proving to you that this love is forever. You're my heart, Emma, my home, and my greatest joy. I'll always be here by your side." They sat together in the quiet of the storm, feeling the beauty of the moment, the peace that came from knowing they were exactly where they were meant to be. Their journey had taught them the value of resilience, the power of forgiveness, and the beauty of a love that grew stronger with every passing day. As the rain began to fall, they stayed wrapped in each other's arms, feeling a deep and abiding sense of peace. Their lives had become a testament to the strength of love, a love that was grounded in gratitude, purpose, and the promise of every moment yet to come. And as they looked toward the future, they knew that whatever lay ahead, they would face it together, with a love that was unbreakable, enduring, and forever cherished. In that quiet moment, as they held each other close, they knew that they had created something precious, A life filled with joy, peace, and the promise of forever, one beautiful day at a time. Chapter 61. The Power of Together. As summer began to fade into early autumn, Alex and Emma continued to find joy in each other, in their family, and in the simple, intentional life they had built together. Every day was a reminder of the power of their commitment, the depth of their love, and the beauty of facing life's challenges side by side. They had grown together in ways they could never have imagined, and now they were stronger than ever, united by a bond that felt unbreakable. One Saturday afternoon, as they worked together in their garden, Emma looked up at Alex, her face thoughtful. "I don't think I've ever felt this content," she said softly, pulling a stray leaf from one of the plants. "It's like everything we went through, every choice we made, led us here." Alex nodded, feeling the same sense of peace. "It's because we've learned to appreciate what matters most. We built this life from the ground up, and now we're living it, fully present, grateful for each moment." Their garden had become a symbol of their journey, a place they had carefully nurtured, filled with plants they had grown together. It was a reminder of how much they had overcome and how their love, like the garden, had grown stronger with time, patience, and care. As the evening approached, they decided to invite a few friends over for a casual dinner in the backyard, wanting to share the beauty of the evening and the warmth of their home with the people they loved. They set up a simple table under the string lights, arranging flowers from the garden as a centerpiece and laying out their favorite dishes. The evening was filled with laughter, good food, and heartfelt conversations. Their friends commented on the peacefulness of their home, the sense of love and unity that seemed to permeate every corner. Alex and Emma exchanged knowing smiles, quietly grateful that others could feel the love they had poured into their life. At one point, as they took a break from the group to check on the food, Emma turned to Alex, her voice filled with emotion. "Sometimes I still can't believe how far we've come," she said softly. "There were days I thought we wouldn't make it, but now it feels like all of that led us to something even more beautiful." Alex reached for her hand, his gaze steady. "I couldn't agree more. I feel like we've created a life that's built to last, one that's grounded in love and resilience. And I wouldn't trade any of it for the world." They returned to their friends, the evening unfolding in a rhythm of connection and joy. Each conversation, each shared laugh felt like a celebration of the life they had built. A life grounded in love, purpose, and the power of togetherness. After their guests had left, Alex and Emma sat together on the porch, wrapped in a blanket as they watched the stars. The quiet of the night settled around them, the peace of the moment wrapping them in a sense of gratitude and joy. "Alex," Emma began, resting her head on his shoulder, "I want you to know that I'm grateful for every moment with you. You've shown me what it means to love deeply, to forgive, and to build something real." He wrapped his arm around her, his voice filled with sincerity. "And I'm grateful for you, Emma. For your strength, your kindness, your commitment to us. You've given me a life I never thought possible, a life filled with meaning, love, and the promise of forever." They sat in silence, their hearts full, the beauty of the night sky above them a reminder of the infinite love they had found in each other. Their lives had become a testament to the power of togetherness, a story of resilience, joy, and a love that was built to withstand every season. In the days that followed, they continued to nurture their relationship, finding joy in the small moments that had become the fabric of their lives. They took evening walks, cooked meals together, and found peace in the routines that grounded them. Each day felt like a celebration of their journey, a reminder of the love that had carried them through every chapter. As they looked toward the future, they felt a quiet confidence, a peace that came from knowing they had created something lasting. A life built on love, purpose, and the strength to face every season together. And in that quiet moment, as they held each other close, they knew that they had built something rare and precious. A life filled with gratitude, joy, and the power of togetherness, one beautiful day at a time. Chapter 62. Seasons of Reflection. As autumn settled in, bringing with it cooler days and vibrant leaves, Alex and Emma found themselves reflecting on the journey they had taken together. Their lives had become a beautiful rhythm of love and companionship, grounded in the simple, meaningful moments that filled their days. Each season held its own memories, its own lessons, and they felt grateful for every step that had led them to this place of peace. One crisp October afternoon, they decided to take a hike through the nearby woods, a tradition they had started years ago. They packed a picnic, bundled up in cozy sweaters, and set off down the familiar trail, surrounded by trees dressed in brilliant shades of red, yellow, and orange. As they walked, Emma reached for Alex's hand, smiling as they crunched through the fallen leaves. "Isn't it amazing how every season brings its own kind of beauty?" she asked, her voice filled with wonder. "It's like life keeps reminding us to slow down, to appreciate what's right in front of us." Alex nodded, feeling the same quiet awe. "I think it's why I love autumn so much. There's a peacefulness to it, a sense of reflection. It reminds me of everything we've been through, of how much we've grown together." They continued their hike, pausing to admire the scenery, to share quiet moments of laughter, and to savor the beauty around them. Each step felt like a celebration of their journey, a reminder of the resilience and love that had carried them through every season. When they reached a scenic overlook, they spread out their picnic blanket and settled down, taking in the sweeping view of the valley below. The trees stretched out in every direction, a sea of color that felt like a painting, vibrant and alive. As they shared lunch, Emma turned to Alex, her gaze thoughtful. "I think one of the things I'm most grateful for is that we never stopped growing together. Every season, every challenge, we've always found a way to move forward, side by side." Alex looked at her, his heart swelling with love. "And that's because of you, Emma. You've always believed in us, even when things were hard. You've shown me what it means to truly love, to build something that lasts." They shared a quiet moment, the peace of the scene around them a reflection of the life they had created. A life built on mutual respect, resilience, and a love that had proven unbreakable. After their picnic, they hiked back down the trail, stopping now and then to pick up a particularly beautiful leaf or to take a photo to capture the memory. The day felt timeless, a perfect blend of reflection and connection, a reminder of everything they had built together. When they returned home that evening, they made hot cocoa and curled up on the couch, wrapped in blankets as they looked through the photos from the day. Each image felt like a small piece of their journey, a testament to the love and joy that filled their lives. As they sipped their cocoa, Emma rested her head on Alex's shoulder, her voice soft. "Alex, I want you to know that I'll always be grateful for this life we've built. You've given me a home, a family, and a love that makes me feel cherished every day." He wrapped his arm around her, his voice filled with sincerity. "And I'm grateful for you, Emma. You've been my partner, my heart, my home. I couldn't imagine a life without you, and I'll spend every day making sure you know how much you mean to me." They sat together in the quiet of their home, the warmth of the moment a reminder of the peace and happiness they had found in each other. Their journey had been filled with seasons of growth, moments of reflection, and a love that had deepened with every passing year. In the weeks that followed, they continued to embrace the beauty of autumn, finding joy in the little things. The crackling of leaves underfoot, the golden light of a fall sunset, the comfort of a warm meal shared with family. Each day felt like a gift, a chance to savor the present and to reflect on the journey that had brought them here. As they looked toward the future, they felt a quiet confidence, a peace that came from knowing they had created something lasting. A life filled with love, gratitude, and the promise of every season yet to come. And in that quiet moment, as they held each other close, they knew that they had built something rare and precious. A life filled with joy, resilience, and the beauty of every season shared together, one beautiful day at a time.